live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there completely free, so head on over, freetalklive.com. We normally would have Michelle Seven on the show with us. It is Friday night, and that's her new night. However, I asked her to take the night off because we have an unusually special guest actually in the studio with us. He's been on the show a number of times in the past, but very rarely, actually, and I don't think ever in Keene, New Hampshire. So Jim Babka is with us from DownsizedDC.org. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening. I kind of feel bad already. I bumped somebody out of their seat. I didn't intend to do that.
Oh, don't worry about it. She'll be back next week. We might even be able to, I don't know if she's going to be around later on tonight, too. There's always that possibility. Jim, welcome back to the program. Always nice to have you here. And, of course, we're going to talk more about DownsizedDC.org, but you're not just here to promote that. You're here because we haven't seen you in a long time.
It has been a while.
When was the last time you were in New Hampshire?
Free State Project event, one of the winter events that they did a couple of years ago. You guys had a remote set up, and mm-hmm. I was there with you. And in fact, my best memory of that is as soon as I walked out the door from doing the interview with you, I got to meet Glenn Jacobs face to face for the first time. And we had a picture taken together.
Well, it's hard to be face to face with Glenn.
Exactly.
He's pretty
for
tall.
Everybody in this room, I mean, I'm like the shortest guy here. I'm 5 foot six, and he's 6 foot seven. So it's quite. It looked like a child approaching a grown man. It was something.
Yeah, well, Glenn Jacobs, for those that don't know, WWE's Kane.
Right, and thanks for pointing that out.
Big man.
Sure, and a big mind as well. I mean, really brilliant dude.
Yes, I had dinner with him a couple of weeks ago. He's a voracious reader, always up on his economics and in the current events. He's a very sharp guy.
So, and you're here, by the way, in New Hampshire for a reason, not just to come see us, but you're here for the Nullify Now event, mm-hmm. which is going to be taking place tomorrow in Manchester.
Right. We're going to be speaking at a university, and we're going to be talking about the 10th Amendment and how to get the states to stand up for the rights that the citizens in those states have, defending liberty, which is what the purpose ostensibly of a government's supposed to be. It's supposed to protect our liberties and our property. So we're going to actually talk about what they should be doing on that front.
Well, and there's no better time
another way to do that.
There's no better time than now, I think. I mean, it seems like the idea of nullification is hot. There are a lot of state governments around the country that are kind of tiptoeing into the waters, so to speak. I mean, it was Utah that just this past week, their House, I believe, passed something that officialized gold and silver as payment for current, legal tender.
Yeah, I think Arizona passed something that would arrest feds, at least through the House or something like that, but would arrest feds that tried to go after people that were bearing arms that were Arizona arms or something like that. I don't know. It's interesting stuff that's going on all over.
Yeah, the more of it, the better, as far as I'm concerned. And so if Nullify Now, this conference, it's traveling around. It's not just going to Manchester. Manchester's, I think, the second stop. But it's traveling around the country. It's going to be going to Minnesota, Austin, L.A., and more.
Right. And, this last stop we did was in Cincinnati, in my own home state. Mm-hmm. And, I really enjoyed that because we went to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Oh, cool.
And I toured before we actually did the event. I went through the building and saw the various displays. And the word nullification only appeared once in the entire building. And it was attached to Senator John Calhoun, who was probably one of the most aggressive pro-slavery senators before the Civil War. And he was from South Carolina, which was the very first state to secede. So there's this attempt to attach the things that we believe in, the idea of standing up for your rights, as somehow or other being wanting to be a racist oppressor in some way. And so this group, the 10th Amendment Center is fantastic because they said they're going to get right in the people's face about this. We're going to hold an event right in the National Underground Railroad Museum Center, and we're going to say exactly what it is that we believe. And we're going to make it very, very clear so people understand we are here to defend individual liberty regardless of race, color, creed, whatever. It doesn't matter. And so we went in and we did it. And it was very in your face, and a lot of people got some good information that night, and they will get more good information tomorrow. There's great speakers tomorrow as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there. I'm going to kind of be there as a vendor. I guess the organizers were nice enough to give me a vendor table, so we got some Free Talk Live bumper stickers and stuff like that.
I'm going to emcee the event, so I'll get up there and I'll introduce folks. And including Jim Babka is going to be speaking. And what are some of the other folks that are going to be there? I know Tom Woods is going to be there.
Tom Woods is the big name. I mean, that's what everybody comes to see. Yeah. They want to come see Tom Woods.
He's a big deal.
Yeah. And he does a really good job. He wrote the book on nullification.
And you're the second deal, right?
Or, no, it was Deal Lorenzo that did Lincoln.
Yes.
Tom Woods is the nullification guy.
Yep. Got it.
And you're the second biggest deal, right?
I may be now. I don't know. We'll see.
So people can go to nullifynow.com to learn more about this conference. As I mentioned, it's not just a New Hampshire thing. This is just one of the stops on a lengthy tour across the country. So nullifynow.com is where you want to go. What's it cost to get into this event, generally?
You know, I think they've got the ticket down price down to like 10 bucks.
We're being told yes on that, $10. All right, that's pretty good for an all-day event with big-name speakers and such.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So that's the fun news. Now the not-so-fun news. We've been talking on and off about the Liberty Dollar situation. We covered it when it first the raid first happened back in November of 2007. Jim, have you had the chance to meet Bernard von Nothaus?
Yes, I met him when I was at the Free State Project event. We've corresponded several times.
He's an interesting character.
He is, definitely. Here's a, you know, we just got through talking about nullification. Here's a guy that kind of is like the living, breathing, you know, version of it.
Right, he created an alternative currency.
That's exactly right, and his attitude has always been that if the state passes a law that is unconstitutional, it's not binding on me. And he has lived his life in that fashion. He has gone out and purposely done things that have pushed the envelope with these people and said, look, you don't have the right to do this to me. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to be a free person.
So what happened back in 2007, he had created this currency, the Liberty Dollar. He's a monetary architect. He's been hired in the past by, I think, governments or mints and things like that to design coins and design collector's items and stuff like that. And so he created, back in the late 1990s, the Liberty Dollar as an alternative currency with the intention to, you know, put the screws to the Fed, the Federal Reserve, and give Americans something else with which they could do business, something that actually has value behind it. He created a brilliant idea. It was not only silver pieces, but also warehouse receipts. So he was selling 1 ounce silver pieces. He was also selling warehouse receipts that represented silver that was sitting in a vault, I think somewhere in Idaho. And I loved it. I thought it was great, Mark. I mean, you were around when I kind of got into the Liberty Dollar, and I bought a bunch of the silver, and I bought a bunch of the certificates as well. And so the certificates were brilliant because they were, you know, anti-counterfeiting measures built in there, very pretty.
Superior to what the U.S. currency was at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And things were going well. They were the number one alternative currency in the country with, I think, something like $10 million in circulation. I'm not sure the exact number, but millions and millions of Liberty Dollars out in circulation in people's hands, transacting, or, you know, just being kept because it's pretty.
Yeah, it didn't hurt that the 1 ounce piece was probably the most attractive coin I've ever seen.
Very well, you know, polished looking silver, shiny, very nice.
Mint quality.
And then in 2007... they raided his business. They raided the Liberty Dollar. The federal government came to his office in Evansville, Indiana. They went to the mint, the Sunshine Mint in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And they stole tons of gold and silver and some copper.
All his customer records as well.
All the computers, I mean, the office chairs. I mean, they took everything. And so everybody that had the silver pieces, they're okay because they've got the 1 ounce silver that's theirs that was in their hand. But I had a few hundred of the $1 so-called, the single denomination, I think it was like 1/10 of an ounce of silver was what it was worth, warehouse receipts. They took all my silver. Those government goons came in and took silver from hundreds and hundreds of people, likely, who have these warehouse receipts. And now we're never going to get that
right. I've got one of these warehouse receipts myself, and you know, the suggestion is that Bernard von Nothaus was counterfeiting U.S. currency.
That's
by
right.
Backing warehouse receipts that are not the shape of a dollar, and mine is brown. It's not even green. So, I mean, it's not the color of a dollar. It's not the shape of a dollar. And they're calling this counterfeiting?
I think they were specifically going after the 1 ounce pieces, claiming that those
are counterfeit. Then why did they take people's warehouse? Why they take the silver that backs the warehouse receipts?
Well, they're the government, and they want to take money from people. That's what they do.
But I didn't counterfeit anybody. They took my money, not his.
Well, they don't care.
No, they don't.
1-800-259-9231. So ever since that raid, ever since that confiscation, Bernard von Nothaus, the guy in charge of the Liberty Dollar, has been embroiled in this legal situation, which wrapped up this morning, and we'll tell you more about what happened here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. The number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the webcam. We've got it there for you completely free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com to do that, and know that the cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Not only do they have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, at up to 99% off of list price. They also have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so our number here, 800-259-9231. Jim Babka joining us from DownsizeDC.org. He's in New Hampshire for the Nullify Now conference happening in Manchester at Southern New Hampshire University.
Is that correct? Right? Yep.
Tomorrow, we're going to be there, Mark and myself, and you will be speaking there.
Yes, I will.
Which is excellent because you're a great speaker. I thought that I've seen you a couple times at the Liberty Forums in the past here in New Hampshire, and the crowd seems to be into what you have to say.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I hope that's true tomorrow.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, you want to downsize D.C.
That's exactly right.
That? Except for the D.C. bureaucrats themselves.
And everybody else that's sucking on the government teat, right?
Right. So back to the news that is unfortunate that we do have to bring you. It's about the Liberty Dollar trial. The Liberty Dollar 4, as they are called, have been on trial now for a little while. And Bernard von Notthaus is the head of the Liberty Dollar organization, or what was formerly known as the Liberty Dollar organization, is now gone. The feds raided them back in 2007 and stole all of their gold and silver and all of our gold and silver. Those of us that held the Liberty Dollar certificates, I still have the certificates, but I can't redeem them now because the federal government has decided to take this operation completely out of business. And the reason they did that, presumably, it was because the Liberty Dollar was getting popular. They had gotten behind the Ron Paul campaign. They had released the Ron Paul Copper Liberty thing, the campaign Peace Dollar, or whatever it was that they put out. It was a special Ron Paul issued piece of copper. And that, of course, brought more attention to the Liberty Dollar. Obviously, Ron Paul has a huge following, and so they kind of had a nice synergy together. And brought more attention to them from the federal government, who proceeded to make arrests. First, they raided the Liberty Dollar. They didn't arrest anybody during the raids. It was later on that they came and they arrested the individuals that were involved in it. And one of those folks, at least one of them, has been in jail. Kevin Innes has been in jail on so-called immigration violations.
Right. I mean,
ever
so
since
he was working for the Liberty Dollar. He's a Canadian citizen. Therefore, they're not going to let him out because he's a flight risk, as if they have any trouble getting somebody back from Canada.
Sure. So he's been sitting in a federal prison
for years. 3 years?
Yeah. And now, maybe they're going to appeal this because today, this morning, all four of the Liberty Dollar 4 were found guilty on all of the counts, from what I understand, that were being brought against them by a jury.
It wasn't just Bernard, because I understood that their trial had been separated.
I don't know if they separated the trial or not, but According to Liberty4Free.com, Liberty4Free.com, which has been the primary source for news about this trial, there's nobody else that's really been reporting on it. Heather Lewis, apparently, is there in North Carolina where this has been happening, and she's been reporting a lot of the details about what has been going down. She's been actually reporting questions that are asked at the trial and answers and being very detailed on what's transpired. So I'll just read to you what she has put out today. It's a quick note. Guilty on all four counts. She says, I'm speechless. To sum it up in two words, we're screwed. Well, I don't know if I agree with that, but we'll come back and talk about that point in a moment. She says that I consider myself to be a friend of Bernard von Notthaus, and I'm also a Liberty Dollar associate, so I am by no means a partial or impartial reporter in this case. In my opinion, Liberty Dollar is one of the doors to changing our broken financial system. Liberty Dollar became a threat to the Federal Reserve by competing with them, and the Fed had them taken out of business, and that's my opinion. However, I've made every effort to report accurately the proceedings that are going on in the Federal District Court in Statesville, North Carolina. For those of you who are completely in the dark about the Liberty Dollar organizations, you'll have to do your own research. I'm flat out just keeping up, because she has been busily reporting a lot of this trial. And I guess there's just not much more information out right now. I believe he was convicted on charges of, I believe that one of them was counterfeiting. And intent to deceive was the other charge.
And we probably have some other people that have been following this case closely that could maybe call in and fill in some blanks for us, too.
I hope so. I emailed Heather. She's got an email address on the website. I emailed her and Bernard as well. I figure one of the two will probably be available. Bernard may or may not be available. If he's appealing, then he may still not want to discuss what's going on. Or Heather, she was just an observer, so hopefully we'll be able to get her on. I invited her to come on tomorrow night's show to kind of give us the detail on what has transpired. But just to bring you up to speed, Bernardville Knothouse and the other folks behind the Liberty Dollar convicted of counterfeiting charges, intent to deceive as well, from what I understand, and sentencing will be taking place in approximately 20 days.
It's nuts. So. I can see how she feels when she feels dejected, like, you know, her system's failed her. If you haven't given up completely on the system, then it's easy to feel betrayed by it when it fails. And it fails a lot when you're looking at these areas of liberty. And that's how I felt.
It seemed like a no-brainer.
Just the expectation that the federal government was going to always make the poor choice.
It seems like a no-brainer. I mean, if you look at the Liberty Dollar, it's so clearly not the Federal Reserve's currency.
But he used the word dollar in it, and Title 18, Section 489 of the U.S. Code, basically the government has given itself a monopoly
over
certain words in the coin. And by the way, this is government-wide. I mean, if you send out a message, if you send out a direct mail piece trying to raise money and you put the word Social Security on the front of it, you might have the Social Security Administration coming after you saying that you're trying to create some kind of fraud. We were involved in a case ourselves, Downsize D.C., where we were defending a group's free speech rights and free press rights because they had used the word Social Security on a fundraising piece. So the government, you know, they believe that they have certain proprietary control over certain words and images and ideas, just like any corporation.
Hold on. Words? I don't know that a corporation can copyright too many words. They can trademark the...
The government, you can do whatever you want, Mark.
Indeed. But I want to hear what Jim has to say on this. I suppose that there are some words that a corporation might be able to find proprietary if they, say, make the word up or something. I don't know. What was your experience in this case regarding that?
Well, the organization in question was fined almost $250,000 because they sent out a fairly large mailing.
Did they just close up shop?
No. This was a cost of doing business. I mean, they ended up absorbing the cost and moving on. It was a fairly large organization that this happened to. So I don't want to be put in the position defending this because clearly I don't agree with it. But, you know, what I said in the previous segment about Bernard being somebody that kind of lives this nullification principle in his own life, I mean, when you talk to him about this, he would say, well, it's an illegitimate law. The law shouldn't exist. It's not constitutional. And he's under the belief that since it doesn't exist, he doesn't have to obey it. And he also, from my conversation with him, didn't believe that he would actually face consequences for this. So, we actually have a bill as part of the Downsize DC agenda called the Free Competition and Currency Act. It's a bill that we've gotten Ron Paul to introduce in the past. And one of the things it deals with is this very issue that put Bernard in the situation that he's in. And he said to us, we don't need your help. We don't need this law. The government shouldn't be doing this.
Well, he's right. They shouldn't, but they are. 800-259-9231. And I don't know what he's facing in prison for this. I'm not sure what a charge of counterfeiting can bring, but I don't imagine it's very light.
Guilty. I wasn't even paying attention to what he would be facing.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, where the features are totally free. The bulletin board system is included there. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you there. bbs.freetalklive.com allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners totally free. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
You have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Don't worry, they're not the kind of company that's going to send out guys to break the knees of your customers. We know that you want to do business with your customers in the future, and you need them to be treated with respect. That's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Everything was looking pretty good as far as what I could tell from when I was reading what was going on with the Liberty Dollar trial, where unfortunately things were not going as well as it may have seemed. Bernard von Nothaus and his associates were found guilty today, apparently, on all four counts. This is early information. We don't have very much confirmation on it at this point, but the information I'm getting is from Liberty, the number 4free.com. That's where the most detail that I've seen yet so far about the case has been posted, as Bernard hasn't been able to say very much via his newsletter due to legal concerns and that sort of thing. But it's just so sad because who knows how long these people are going to be spending in jail for creating a successful alternative currency. They were not attempting to counterfeit anything. Now, Jim Babka's here with us from DownsizedDC.org tonight, and you were pointing out that the federal government will get all upset if you use any of their terms that they mm-hmm. they believe are theirs, like coin or dollar, for instance. In fact, when I joined the Liberty Dollar organization as an associate many years ago, they send you this instruction, you know, manual basically saying, hey, you can't say these things. You are specifically not supposed to call these coins. That's only something that the federal government can call its items that it mints. And
so they call them tokens or something, right?
I don't recall exactly what it was, but yeah, with some other token, I think it may have been the term. And on the actual piece, the silver piece or silver pieces, on the piece, they've got a website, they've got a phone number, they've got an MSRP, you know, manufacturer suggested retail price.
Yeah.
And then they pointed all these things out in the trial. They made it very clear that, look, this is nothing like, you know, 0.999 fine. I mean, this is not, nobody's going to be fooled by this. I can tell you that when I was doing the Liberty Dollar thing down in Sarasota, Florida, you know, I'd bring it to a business and I would attempt to pay for the products that I was going to buy with the Liberty Dollar. I had Office Max take it from me a couple times, two of the two times that I tried to give it there. I had a local ice cream shop take it as well. It was kind of fun. You'd bring this around, they'd ask for the money for whatever the sale was, and you bring out a piece of silver as though it's natural and just drop it right in their hand. And the look that people had in their eyes when they saw this, I mean, they could immediately tell
it wasn't,
there's something special here.
Yeah, it was. They could tell it wasn't the state's money. They were looking at something different, and it created conversations, I assume. Every time you did this, you had an educational moment, a time to, you know, explain something that, you know, maybe wouldn't, a conversation that wouldn't have happened otherwise anyway.
Right. Now, you want to kind of be careful with that, because if there's a real long line, obviously you don't want to be having a conversation
they weren't fooled into taking something they thought, you know.
No way.
It wasn't like you're trying to hand them Canadian money or something.
Yeah. So it's just so tragic. And it's really, it speaks to a few factors. And Jim, you pointed out during one of the breaks that it's very unlikely that they were allowed to bring up jury nullification during this trial. So it's the federal government. They're not going to let that even be uttered in their courtroom. The idea that the jury could just say not guilty because they thought that the Federal Reserve sucked or that the monetary laws were a bunch of bunk. They weren't able to bring that up, likely. And in addition, even though it seemed like they had an open and shut case, like clearly these are not counterfeits. They're not trying to rip off the U.S. dollar. Nonetheless, the jury found them guilty.
It stuns me every time in these instances where supposedly jurors of our peers, these folks, they would be presented all the evidence and somehow come up. I didn't see this trial. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know if it was prosecuted or defended poorly or whatever. But reasonable doubt. This guy counterfeited? It's not even reasonable to consider that he did counterfeit, let alone have a reasonable doubt that he was trying not to.
Well, one of the worst parts about this, besides the fact that Bernard and his associates are going to go to prison, is whether or not, the question, I guess, is whether or not this will have a chilling effect on those who are creating alternative currencies.
I think there's so many different people trying to do this right now. None of them are quite rising to the level of success that Bernard had.
Clearly.
And there's so many now. I mean, when he did this, he was it. He was the show. I think the genie's out of the bottle. And people are finding other ways to trade. You know, they're understanding. Listen, you know, the website ShadowStats puts out a report to their subscribers. And my understanding is that this week, the report that they got, they were shown that since QE2 was started, back the day after the election, when they started expanding the money supply, that 109% of the treasuries that are being issued, 109%, that means more than the current issue, is actually being purchased by the Federal Reserve. That's straight out monetization. You're hearing talk about the Chinese buying our bonds or our treasuries, or you're hearing about the Japanese buying it. That ain't
happening. Chinese ain't buying those things
anymore. That ain't happening. What's happening right now is that they are buying that plus other people's issues that they want to sell back. The Federal Reserve is doing it. And what when
they're printing money to do that.
That's exactly right. And so what the calculation that they have quite literally made, and what they are the turf that they are attempting to protect, their monopoly they're attempting to protect, is that they have a method of taxing us where they don't have to go to Congress and take a vote. Nobody has to take that unpopular step. They can come after every one of our savings accounts this way. And so that's what they're trying to protect here. They don't want, you know, the government doesn't like the stealing and they don't like the competition.
It's incredibly insidious. The inflation tax is what you're talking about there. And isn't that one of the main purposes behind the Federal Reserve is to be the buyer of last resort for the U.S. Treasuries?
Well, it is, except that they're now the buyer of first resort. I mean, like, you know, quite literally, they're the only, there's a line, there's an auction, who's going to be there? It's the Fed. You know, they're standing there with their hand up and they're the ones that buy. And that's costing every one of us. We're seeing it at the pump, we're seeing it in our grocery stores, and you're going to start seeing it economy-wide, and it's going to accelerate here. as the year wears on.
The Fed's still the buyer of last resort for U.S. Treasuries. It's just that nobody else is willing to do it anymore. China, you know, they've had it with selling us plastic crap and attempting to monetize our debt for us. At this point, it's just the Federal Reserve.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. Well, there's... So you've got the bad news about the Liberty Dollar, and we'll try to get, as I said, Werner von Nuthaus or the young lady that, or the lady that was watching the trials to kind of report to us what kind of an inside scoop of what happened. But there's a little bit of good news, kind of on the same track, the alternative currency concept. And according to Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org, apparently another liberty-oriented bill has passed the New Hampshire State House. It's been just a whirlwind week for all kinds of liberty-oriented stuff going on with medical marijuana passing by a veto-proof margin. Of course, that's only the House. It hasn't passed the Senate yet, so we're still waiting to see. All of these things haven't passed the Senate yet, but it's encouraging to see these things happen. Things are going in the right direction. And then today,
constitutional carry?
Constitutional carry has passed here in New Hampshire, which means you'll no longer, presuming it passes the Senate and the governor, it means you'll no longer have to beg for a permit in order to conceal
carry. It's not much of a permit. It's what they call a shall issue permit.
It's still begging.
You're $15.
Yeah, it's still begging.
I don't know if you're begging. You're telling the government that you're going to be getting one. And
they can still tell you no.
Indeed, they have chosen to do that, but I don't think you're begging.
You're subverting yourself.
The way it's phrased is that you're notifying them, essentially.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have to do that.
It doesn't feel that way to me.
No, and I understand where you're coming from, and I'm one of these guys that would want to go the full Monty here, too. But back in my home state of Ohio, I'm a concealed carry, mm-hmm. and I actually do it. And, in fact, I feel almost naked here today because I don't have it with me. I had to fly here today. But, you know, what I have seen in my state is that because this permit's there, it has given people who are not used to this idea, it's like giving them permission. And it's given them the ability to start going out and doing this and engaging in this practice. And as they do this, they start to say, wait a minute, this is like my life now, and this is how I know other people are caring, and they become used to the idea, and they start questioning everything. So we were one of the last states to adopt this, and we have seen the law improve twice, and there's another attempt right now to improve it. So what happens is by passing this law, you're literally recruiting a lot of people into your movement who begin to experience and understand it, appreciate it, and want to move the ball.
Well, you could still go get a permit under this constitutional carry thing if you wanted to, say, go to another state and have the reciprocity situation, but it's better if you can just carry a gun without being afraid of being arrested. More coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Mods Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming bands Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMovieWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children from 100 minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. Certainly your thoughts are welcome on the alternative currency discussion that we've been having here throughout the hour in the wake of the unfortunate, horrifying news that the Liberty Dollar 4 have been convicted of counterfeiting and intent to deceive. There may be other charges I'm not aware of. We're getting very, very preliminary news from liberty4free.com. That's where this information is, from where this information is coming. And so your thoughts again, 800-259-9231. I want to also invite you to promote.freetalklive.com to help get the word out about Free Talk Live to other people, get the ideas of freedom into as many ears as possible around the world. And there are some things that will help you with that there, everything from flyers to printable flyers, printable business cards. We've also got graphics, web banners, stuff like that. So promote.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information to sign up to receive updates and reminders. Again, it's libertarianinternships.com.
So I mentioned there was a little bit of good news. I kind of recapped a couple of the other liberty-oriented bills that have passed the House here in New Hampshire, because we're here. Mark and myself made the move here a few years ago for the Free State Project, and we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But we're excited about seeing some advancements in the world of freedom coming from the political sector, which is so very rare anywhere else in this country. And kind of on the topic of alternative currencies, also passing the New Hampshire House today, urging Congress, HCR 13, urging Congress to pass legislation against losses in value due to money supply increases by the Federal Reserve, restoring gold and silver money, and phasing out the Federal Reserve System. So I don't know if that means that the New Hampshire government is yet going to embrace gold and silver, but it certainly seems like that's something that's coming down the line, especially with the liberty-loving people getting elected up here and introducing ideas like this into the political discussion. And certainly happening, if it's something like that happens on the heels of something else like over in Utah, where they are planning on accepting gold and silver as an alternative currency at the state level, from what I understand. That didn't pass the governor's office, though, did it, Mark, the Utah thing? We're still waiting on
that.
We're still waiting on the details there. So there's a lot of these kind of like possible good news, liberty legislation that's up in the air, and we hope to announce better news coming soon. And to kind of advance all of that, Jim Babka is here with us tonight from DownsizedDC.org, but also for the Nullify Now event, which is happening in Manchester tomorrow, but also a little bit later on in, I guess, April in Minnesota on the 2nd, in Austin, Texas on the 16th of April, and there's some more dates that you can find in other cities and locations at nullifynow.com. We're going to talk more about that here in a little bit as well. But let's talk about Downsize DC, Jim, because you've been involved with Downsize DC. You're the creator, essentially, of Downsize DC, one of the creators. And it was after the Harry Brown campaign. That's how you and I met, was during, well, not in person. We didn't meet in person until many years later. But you were the press secretary for the Libertarian Party's Harry Brown. He was their presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, and you were at least on board with this campaign in 2000.
In 2000, that's right. In the 96 campaign, I was attracted into the movement and supported him, and by 2000, I was working for him. It's a whirlwind.
You have the pleasure of working closely with Harry, and I only had the pleasure of meeting him once. He was very tall and very nice, and I really thought he was a great guy.
Yeah, and he was exactly who you saw when you met him. I mean, that's the kind of guy he was everywhere he went. Very much a gentleman, and very, very good at conveying our values. We were talking as we were coming down to the studio tonight about how he was prepared. He knew what he wanted to say. He knew that he only had one chance to make a first impression, and he always represented our movement well. And he did something very important. He communicated in terms of benefits to the listener. He explained why liberty was good for them.
He absolutely did. In fact, that's one of the things about his campaign book. I think in the year 2000, the first book was Why Government Doesn't Work in 1996, which was excellent. The second was The Great Libertarian Offer, which essentially was his pitch in a nutshell to people that, if you could have, in order to have another $10,000 a year, all your money back that you pay from income taxes, if you could have that, would you be willing to trade away your favorite government program?
And most people didn't know what their favorite government program was, so they were interested. It was a great conversation starter.
A couple of years ago, the post office put out stamps with Marvel superheroes on them. I liked those.
Oh, as far as government programs.
So you wouldn't want to give up your income tax for that, huh? I got to have those stamps.
and that was one of the questions that Harry Brown was asking people during his campaign, which was, what is your favorite government program? I remember his campaign video had excerpts from when he asked people those questions, and blank stares were the result.
He was good at asking really good pointed questions like that. Another good pointed question he asked was whether Al Gore and George Bush would have been better persons if for their youthful indiscretions with drugs they had served time in prison. I mean, he was good at asking these kind of good questions that kind of really demonstrated what was going on.
Yeah, and of course, he's passed on as of a few years ago, which was obviously
5 years
sad.
Ago, just earlier this month.
But he was really he was responsible for bringing me into the movement. And then I met you during his campaign. We were doing some pressy kind of things together. And after the campaign wrapped up is when you pretty much launched Downsize DC.
Yeah, well, we started off with other organizations. My role was we were actually taking a case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court challenging the McCain-Feingold campaign finance laws, which are designed to keep challengers from third parties and even in a district where one party's dominant, really keep the opposition party down. They want to make sure that they do that. And these incumbent protection acts, and McCain-Feingold was one of them, we wanted to fight that. And after we lost that case at the U.S. Supreme Court by 5-4 and 6-3 in the two counts in which we were involved, we then formed DownsizedDC.org because we realized that they had really closed the electoral system completely to us.
It hasn't gotten any better since then.
No, it really hasn't. Now, I know a lot of people are excited about some of the quote-unquote gains that we had in this last election, but you're starting to see now the real color of the Republican Party, and they did not learn their lesson. They don't they'll take your votes, thank you. They'll take your money, thank you, but they don't intend to deliver. They are going to continue to reward their friends and punish your liberty.
Yep. Yeah, the Republicans got in there and promptly introduced, what was it, $60 billion in cuts, and then laughed Ron Paul out of Rand Paul out of the Senate with his $500 billion in cuts, and that still
not
wouldn't
the bucket.
Have
still not
balanced
enough.
The budget.
Nope. No, it would not have.
So DownsizedDC.org, something that we've long time supported on this program. People can go there. They can get signed up for the Downsized DC Dispatch, And that is something that you put out on a regular basis, encouraging folks to take action.
Yeah, you know, there's think tanks out there. We're kind of more of a do tank. We're giving everybody a tool each day that they can come and use to give Congress their working orders. They're supposed to be your representatives. So, you know, if you're their boss, you should give them their work instructions for the day. And we help facilitate that process for people with our proprietary Educate the Powerful system.
They sure don't act like it. But the idea behind it is for Downsize DC to gather enough people together to influence these people, because it's hard to compete against the influence of the big corporations and the big money men that are feeding cash into these politicos' pockets.
Exactly right.
But if you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are, you know, sending all kinds of mail and phone calls and email to these offices, that could potentially make a difference.
Yes, and you know, we want to get to the point where we're able to basically lead them around by the nose or make them so uncomfortable they go home. But in the meantime, we actually have had some progress and made some victories. We've had legislative victories that we participated in coalition, but we've also seen them begin to adopt our rhetoric. I mean, we were the ones that advanced the idea of a Read the Bills Act, and they are talking about a Read the Bills. We advanced the idea of a Write the Laws Act. There's now a piece of legislation before Congress with more than 100 co-sponsors that would require bills, regulations from the bureaucracy to come back to Congress. To be before they could be approved. Congress doing its Article 1 legislative responsibility that we've designated. So, you know, we're seeing the things that we've been pushing now for years beginning to catch on. We're seeing them start to try to steal at least our rhetoric and some of our ideas. They're not going to do it the way we would want them to do it.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, but they're having to concede that these are good ideas and that they need to move and do something on it. And we're doing this right now with less than 32,000 people subscribing at the moment, which I'm proud of, but it's nowhere near where we need to be.
You know, when it comes to the Read the Bills Act, I wonder if how many people, Americans, just regular folks, hear about the Read the Bills Act, you know, the people in Congress having to read the bills before they sign them, and then say, oh, no, that's a terrible idea. How many of them say, oh, no, they should be able to put a whole bunch of provisions in one bill, so many that you just don't know what the heck's going on?
Well, I've been on a couple different 100 talk shows since we first introduced this idea. I've been on shows all the way across the political spectrum, from fundamentalist Christian conservative shows to, you know, a show that was for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people that was on Sirius Satellite Radio. It was targeted at bears, which is a specific niche of that culture. and
bears.
All of them have loved the Read the Bills Act. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
There hasn't been a single host yet that told me this is a terrible, crappy idea.
1-800-259-9231. Jim Papka here from DownsizeDC.org. He's sticking with us, actually, for at least another hour. So thanks for hanging out extra. He's got to go early, Mark. He's got stuff to do tonight.
Upsetting.
We'll come back with more of Jim Babka. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. And, of course, if you've got a question for Jim, you're certainly welcome to dial in with that. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.